The county manager took the arguments under advisement concerning the proposed new building of 18,000 square feet located off Canyons Resort Drive down the hill from the Grand Summit Hotel. Jasper said his goal is to have a decision out within the week. The plan is for the new building to replace the old ski maintenance structure, now located in the Frostwood area, which has to be torn down by June to make way for golf course construction. While critics say the new ski building doesn't belong in the resort core, the planner for TCFC, Spencer White, said it is an allowed use under the canyon's master plan. He added that ski maintenance facilities have coexisted with residences in towns like Vail and Jackson Hole.
We've also looked at the top 10 resorts in North America. Seven of the top 10 have their ski maintenance facility within the resort core. We've also analyzed the resorts in Utah, the 10 closest resorts to Canyons, and they also have 7 out of the 10 are within the resort core as well.
White said the building will certainly be seen and heard, but they've done what they could to mitigate the building's impact on neighbors.
We modified the site plan, pushed it back further from the property line, created an open space easement on the plat, moved the building further away from the condominiums. Some of our concerns that we have, that our neighbors have, we share as well. Noise, visual. The building itself is a two-story structure. It's two stories on the back side. On the front side of the building along Canyons Resort Drive, we've tried to bury the building as much as we can.
He also detailed several other sites they considered for the building, many of those up on the mountainsides. He said those locations did not work out.
You know, one thing we keep hearing over and over again is put it on the mountain, put it on the mountain. And if there was a magical location on the mountain that was an acre and a half of flat, easily accessible drive, with asphalt to drive to it and you could access the ski mountain, we absolutely would put it there.
On the other hand, attorney Joe Tesh said he represents owners at the Grand Summit Hotel and Silverado Project who don't want the facility. He said there's probably about 1,000 nearby owners in opposition. And he said it's understandable the owners and developers in the Frostwood area want the current facility to go away.
Where it is now, it hurts them. It's a blight. It's noisy. It's messy. So the suggestion by the Canyons is put it in our neighborhood. Why? Because it's cheap. They don't have to build a road. They don't want to build a road to put it up to the mountains. That's the only reason. And that should not be a consideration. There are 7,000 acres of mountain. They can find a place that isn't in the village core.
Doug Clyde, a longtime ski area planner working with Tesh, said the project has a host of problems. Any one of them would disqualify it from approval. Clyde also said the project will violate the county noise ordinance. Tesh said that's a major nuisance for visitors and residents.
And it's going to keep people away from the canyons. People who come here and visit and can't sleep at night. What Doug didn't tell you, but I'm sure you will confirm it, is the noise levels that he has figured out, the decibels, it will be the equivalent of an alarm clock going off inside of your condominium all night long, periodically all night long. That's how loud it's going to be, because you have the backup sirens that can't be reduced. They have to be there. And then you have the workers screaming over the top of the backup sirens to be heard, because they can't be heard otherwise.
Whatever the decision by County Manager Jasper, it can be appealed to the County Council. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.